You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which is always aimed to be a good friend of yours. And hopefully some of your good friends took care of you during the weekend. And hopefully it was appropriately / inappropriately eventful. And the week now has begun, and so with it, the grind. To help you along, this is us giving you a few stock picks of the day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Angel Broking, and this is a list of top two stocks which could give 8 to 12% return in the next 14 to 21 sessions. Let's run through that list of names very quickly. Listen up and listen up carefully. Sundaram Fasteners with a buy call. Last trading price, 547.35 rupees. Target, 615 rupees. Stop loss, 508 rupees, for an upside of 12%. Karnataka Bank has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 127.75 rupees. Target, 138 rupees. Stop loss, 122.40 rupees, for an upside of 8%. We'll return to find out why those stocks are attractive today, according to Sameet. But let's first find out what he has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. And there's a lot to talk about. The week started with a bang last week on Monday, as we saw a gap up opening first, which was then followed by a massive intraday rally, setting the tone for the rest of the week. The following days did not disappoint it at all. In fact, there was strong optimism seen throughout. With this, Nifty managed to clock its biggest weekly gains in the last 4 months. The major charioteer for this mesmerizing rally was none other than the heavyweight banking index. What a stellar move we witnessed throughout the week to register fresh highs in the process. Eventually, both indices saw some mild profit booking towards the fag end of the week, and it was very much evident also after seeing such a relentless rally. In our sense, that is according to Angel Broking, the stage was set for this kind of move when Nifty convincingly surpassed 10,900 last Tuesday. What was encouraging was also the outperformance of the mid-cap and small-cap baskets, which started a few days prior to this. And then the major driver, that is the banking sector, started showing its dominance. Considering all of that evidence, Angel Broking were vocal about this rally getting extended to 11,300 to 11,400, which was the higher end of the megaphone pattern. The index has reached this junction and is in fact, due to strong exuberance, Nifty extended its march towards the 11,500 mark. Now we're at a kissing distance from this figure, and it's a matter of time that the index would actually see this number, that is 11,500. But the point is, will there be some exhaustion seen, or the index would continue heading towards all-time highs? Angel Broking seems to think crucial technical ratios, and considering the pace of the move, the risk-reward for fresh traders has gone for a toss now. In that sense, according to them, some kind of consolidation would now be seen for a while before unfolding the next leg of the rally. By no means should one go short, says Sameet. Rather, it is time to be selective when it comes to individual stocks and should be done with proper money management. On the higher side, 11,500 followed by 11,600 would be the immediate levels to watch out for, and on the downside, 11,370 and 11,300 should be seen as important supports in the forthcoming week. Returning to that list of top two stocks, let's find out why they're attractive and why you should be buying them. Sundaram Fasteners has a buy call. In the last couple of weeks, the mid-cap as well as the small-cap baskets are on a roll. In fact, unlike previous months, many stocks from the cash segments started raising their heads higher and gave some stellar moves. It appears that they're finally out of the slumber and are gearing up for strong moves. This stock is clearly one of them, that is Sundaram Fasteners. After a long consolidation of nearly 5 months, the stock has confirmed a breakout from multiple technical indicators. Looking at the increase in volume activity, the expectation is that the stock will climb in the next few weeks. Therefore, at current levels, the recommendation is to buy the stock of Sundaram Fasteners for a target of 615 rupees, with a stop loss being fixed at 508 rupees for an upside of 12%. The second stock we'll be talking about today is Karnataka Bank, which also has a buy call, and clearly banking has been the flavor of the season, and there has been an ongoing rally in that sector. And before large cap showing their dominance, the entire mid-cap private banking space started buzzing, and within that pocket was Karnataka Bank. It has always been a preferred pick of angel investors, and it continues to be that way, along with RBL Bank and DCB. In the week gone by, what we've seen was a massive bump up in the Karnataka Bank counter, and thereby confirmed a breakout from the multi-month highs. The weekly chart also looks extremely encouraging, and therefore, the recommendation from Angel Broking is to buy the stock of Karnataka Bank at current levels for a target of 138 rupees over the next 14 to 21 sessions. The stop loss should be fixed at 122 rupees 40 paise. Those names one last time. Sundaram Fasteners with a buy call, LTP 547.35, target 615, stop loss 508 for an upside of 12%. Karnataka Bank with a buy call, LTP 127.75, target 138, stop loss 122.4 for an upside of 8%. Well, here's hoping that your luck also marches along in mid-March, considering the bullish run we've had on Dalal Street. I'll, of course, be back later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. In the meanwhile, there are other podcasts planned for you. We spoke to Sanjay Kumar, the director of CSDS, and he told us what he expects out of the Lok Sabha elections. We are also looking at Mahindra's Glide adventure and will it make a dent in the ride-sharing cab ecosystem. We are also talking about camera phones and how they might have resulted in the demise of the digital camera as we know it. So all of those podcasts on whatever platform you get your podcast from, be it Apple Podcasts or Castbox or the website indeed, where you will also be able to read the feature-length pieces that we write alongside. And if you want to write to us, mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you will find me. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.